Buenas noches. Buenos días. Buenas tardes. 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 Buenas noches. Wherever you are, at whatever time you're listening to this. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Hi, my name is Lynette. And I'm here to bother the daylight out of you. No, let me stop. First, let me say this. YouTube, do not give me no strikes for the music in the background. I own no rights to the music in the background. We are just multitasking. Biba is putting up the Christmas tree and recording. She's going to be recording and vlogging the put up of the Christmas tree. And I'll be doing the podcast. We just figured some nice little music in the background would be cool. So please do not put me with any music strikes because I do not own the rights of any of this music. My podcasters, if y'all are new, I do record when I am doing a podcast and I put it up on my YouTube channel. So I had to just give that little disclaimer so YouTube does not try to give me any copyright strikes. But if you don't follow the channel, you can find me Parenting with Mental Illness - Lynn, L-I-N, because my full name is too long for the whole thing along with the rest of it. Is the legs wide open in the bottom, Biba?
Yeah, I'm just trying to angle it right. As you can see, it's closed in.
What do you mean it's closed in? Sorry, you guys. Give me... I don't have my contacts in, so I'm doing this blind.
It's not to do where you are. It's going to be far enough.
All right, go back. I just hate that you see the corner of the bed.
I know, right? That's why I'm just trying to angle up.
And it doesn't go any higher. Alright, let's see. Probably there.
Okay, no, I gotta pass.
Wait. Then they're gonna hear everything I'm saying.
Yep.
Cause they're closer to me.
Yep.
No. I mean, you do know the tree don't gotta be in that corner for you to put it together because it's not like you can't move the tree. Sorry, podcasters. I'm coming back to y'all. I do apologize. Multitasking. If y'all are new to this channel, y'all will realize that with our ADHD and everything else, we're always all over the place. I do not edit anything, so this will definitely stay in my content because I try to be transparent. Why did the camera just leave the phone?
I have no idea.
It just shut itself down. Well, Biba, yeah. Try it from that angle to that angle. There is just one thing I need.
Sure, but then I gotta move it to show how I'm
going to treat it.
That's fine that you do that at the end.
X is eating.
Okay, then I'll just have to move the tree over this way.
That's what I said to you. You can move the tree over. Girl, stop being lazy. Laziness at its finest.
No, if the balls fall off, I don't want to put them back on. Because some of them will bounce off. And if they bounce off and go under your wheelchair and break, that's little balls.
That shouldn't happen, though.
It happened last time.
Because I kept bumping into it. I'm not driving. I'm not even in the wheelchair. Alright, now that we got that figured out, I'm going to go back to the intro again. Hi, my name is Lynette. I am a life and health coach. I am also the founder and creator of Parenting with Mental Illness on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I've created my platforms because I am... I don't know why I was going
to
say well, was.
I'm about to be decorating the tree.
I battle with, Yeah, I don't know how this is going to work. I battle mental illness. I raised two high-functioning adolescents, well, teenager, and she's an adult now because she's 21, but she's still my baby and she's still my kid, so you know what I'm saying? But she's high-functioning with mental health issues and suicidal as well, like myself. But I created the platform because I was trying to find other families that were similar to mine. I couldn't find support systems that would cover both kids with disabilities and a parent that had disability. I've recently, in the last like 3 years, ended up in a wheelchair as well because I'm having problems with my legs and my back. So we have different trials and tribulations throughout the days, the weeks, the months, the years, and I try to use our situations to motivate others. But I created this because I wanted to create a community so we could support each other and have each other's backs and just be able to feel understood. Because I found myself when I was venting to other people, like I still find that I have that issue now today. That when I try to vent to other people, or when I try to talk to other people about situations that, like, I struggle with within my kids and within my family, it's never really understood. Or the advice that is given isn't advice that I can actually use because I don't have three atypical. I have only one atypical child. So I can use the advice with her, but I can't use it with my other two when I'm going through situations with them. So that's what the platform came about. And then basically, it inspired me to become a life coach, a health and life coach, because I figured I'm already out there using my struggles and my trials and tribulations to kind of like show to other people that it can always be worse. Yes, you may be struggling. Yes, you may have a hard time with whatever situation you are going through, but it can always be worse. Like, my family and I currently live in an extended stay. I have a rent debt on my credit because I had to break the lease to our apartment, which makes it very hard for us to find a place to live. We got to find private landlords or second chance apartments, and then to top it off, we also got to find the ADA. Like, they have to be wheelchair accessible, and a lot of places down where we are not wheelchair accessible, so that just adds a bigger monkey wrench to our already huge monkey wrench that we deal with. I wanted to do a podcast today because, you know, it's been a while since I did a podcast. Lyrical is currently up in Connecticut with her grandparents for Christmas, and I seem to find myself in a little depression monkey wrench. Like, the holidays already tend to depress me, because I struggle with them. I've always kind of low-key struggled with the holidays. Not as bad when I was younger, but when I started getting older, I struggled with them a lot more. But when I became an adult, I struggled with them even more. Funds are tight. Funds are very tight, which means I'm not going to be able to make Christmas happen for my kiddos this year. And that may not be a big deal to you guys, or That may not be a big deal to you guys, but it is to me, because like I said, mine are high functioning autistic, so they still have that kid side. And hold on, sorry. Sorry, I was texting back. We are really low on groceries, and I thought I had enough food stamps left over to buy groceries for this week so that I didn't have to worry about struggling but next week about food. And it turns out that all I have is $9 left in food stamps, so I gotta struggle this week for food. So I'm trying to see if anybody can help me with either allow me to borrow a couple of dollars and I'll pay them back at the end of the month when I get my disability money, which will put me tight again for the next month, because that's money that I won't have to buy groceries by the end of next month. But I gotta figure out now and survive now. So I'm trying to find a couple of dollars so we can at least buy some groceries. But yeah, so Stank is in Connecticut, with her grandparents, because I knew I wasn't going to have the funds to be able to give her a nice Christmas. And with the things that are going on with Dad, I figured this would be a positive thing for her. It'll help her keep her mind off of everything that's going on, and it'll allow her to be a kid, enjoy time with her grandparents, make memories, enjoy her great-grandma, because they're not always going to be around. So this way she'll be able to make some good memories and just, you know, enjoy being spoiled and being loved and appreciated. And those are the memories that I've always had with my grandparents, and I feel like the kids need that. You know, Beva and Delano at one point had something similar to that with my mom before it got toxic and bad. Like, they did have a good, decent grandma until things went south. So Lyrical deserves that, because she hasn't had that. But yeah. It's just been stressful, you guys. So I wanted to make the podcast because I'm trying to figure out how to cope and deal with this little depression that's going on. But I low-key kind of like don't understand it. So, or I don't think that it's that, I don't know if it's that I don't understand it, or it's just catching me off guard. Because low-key, I expected to be okay for this holiday. And then I find myself just wanting to sleep. Like, I don't want to get up. I just want to sleep. And normally, that's the depression, you know? And that is not a good thing. That's not a good thing. So I was like, hey, let's create a podcast. Let's talk about it, you know? Let's put it out on the table. Let's try to process. Let's see what's going on. Let's get to the bottom of the feelings and the emotions. But low-key, I don't think I want to talk about that. Like, I haven't talked to you guys in a while. Delano's doing good in school. He has all A's except for one C, which is in geography, in world geography. But he's doing good. He's happy. Beba is continuing to finish her schooling. She's doing good. Only thing that I'm worried about is she's getting a lot more migraines. And the episodes of not being able to talk are a lot more consistent. And it just worries me because...
the lights don't work.
What?
Yeah.
You sure it's both hairs? It could be only one pair. If you plugged them into each other, it could be one pair. And it could also be because of one light bulb being loose or one light bulb being blown. Sorry. Alright, full disclosure. Whenever I come to do these things, I come prepared with a topic in my mind. I always do that. I come prepared with a topic in my mind and I'm ready to discuss that topic. Whenever I hit record, it goes out the window. I don't know why. I don't write anything. I don't prepare anything. I don't know. I don't know why. That's just not the way that I function. But I think the only reason why I don't do any of that is because I don't have the space. I really don't. Like, we're in one tight room. I don't have a desk. I don't have a workstation. Right now, we are on the bed. You guys are propped up on Biva's art supply case and the game Clue. Just so y'all can be higher so that I won't be looking down on y'all. And then I got the podcast piece on my phone right here on top of the laptop. Like, we don't have space for me to sit down and write my ideas and my game plan and be as organized as I would love to be able to be. And I think that's another reason why I don't post as many podcasts as I would love to. I would love to post a podcast once a week. You know, catch up, topics, and things like that, but... my life is just all over the place. That trying to be focused is like extremely difficult. And it's annoying. And it's frustrating. But I know I will get there. I just need to be patient with myself. I need to be kind with myself. And I need to realize that not everything is going to be perfect. And that is okay. That is okay as long as I show up and show out to the best of my ability. And that's what I'm currently trying to do. So let me give y'all an update. And if it's your first time here, then it'll just be news for you. But you see my ugly teeth, YouTube?
No.
So they're not working at all? Aw, man, we ain't got no Christmas lights for the Christmas tree. But I say, you got Jackie's number?
Yeah.
Text her and ask her if she got some extra Christmas lights and let her know that the Christmas lights don't work.
Okay.
I'm currently already with my date for February 6th to get my teeth pulled out. They are all coming out and I will be getting dentures. And I hope that by the time that whole entire process is done, I can get back to advertising for the life coach piece, trying to find more clients, trying to... aren't you going to still... oh, so you're not going to be able to decorate it then?
Should I wait on it, that... or should I just put the decorations on?
I would still put the decorations on it because then you can still do the light afterward.
Alright. sorry.
Oh, yeah, and have my confidence level back to normal, because I hate the way my mouth looks. I hate the way that I sound because of my teeth. I hate the way my mouth feels when I talk. Like, it is completely frustrating and just not the most, I don't know how to say it, but I can't wait for that. I have tomorrow, I am going to go pick up my CPAP machine. If you guys have any problems with snoring or stop breathing while you're sleeping, I would advise for you guys to go to the lung specialist and get that checked out, to the sleep specialist. I think it's the lung specialist that does the sleep study, right? I don't remember now, but I would go get that checked out. Huh? It was the lung?
It was actually lung and sleep.
Lung and sleep, right? Okay.
Yeah, it was like both.
Okay, so I'm not cuckoo for cocoa webs. I would advise for you guys to get that checked out. That's extremely important.
It's also different everywhere else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sleep apnea, I do now that because I don't have my machine, but when I used to have my machine, there was a difference when I slept with the machine to when I did not sleep with the machine. I would feel completely more refreshed when I would wake up when I slept with the machine than when I didn't. So when we moved, I left the machine back at home, back in Connecticut, and I didn't bring it with me, so I needed a new machine, but it took me this whole entire time to even do this because of me trying to work on my mental health and trying to become mentally stable and keep my sanity. I wasn't taking care of a lot of stuff when it came to me and my own personal health. Like, I was taking care of the kids, and for some of their stuff, I was actually also even slacking, to be honest with you too. Like, I was in such a bad state mentally that I didn't realize I wasn't doing my part all across the board. But I am working on becoming more stable. I'm working on being more present, showing up and showing out to the best of my ability, trying to do as much as I can in a positive manner and not allow the negativity to affect me in any way possible. But I would get that checked out if y'all snore, okay? Like, for real. Like, get that checked out, because it ain't no joke. Sleep apnea is a serious thing. You can lose your life off of it because you can stop breathing in your sleep, and it is, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. I go to pick up that machine tomorrow, and then I'm accidentally, right, I say accidentally because I had two appointments for the same day. I was supposed to go to pain management and the blood doctor, but I did not remember the blood doctor until it was too late, so I was supposed to call and cancel the blood doctor, but I was still going to pain management because my pain in my lower left side of my back just crossing over to my front left side and my hip. I wanted to make sure that I made that appointment and stuck to it, and just for them to call at the last minute and cancel it. So I missed going to go check my anemia and my vitamin D levels that were dangerously low. Because I had one transfusion done again. So I'm going to go see them on Thursday. Hopefully I won't need another transfusion. And after that, I'd asked for a referral to get tested for Malaysia. I can never say that name. I do not know why. But I'm trying to get tested for that to see if my chronic pain is actually that. So we're going to a rheumatologist on Friday, I believe it is. Yeah, on Friday. To see if I can do that. And then I actually have a colonoscopy and endoscopy that is scheduled for the 28th. So I need to start doing the preparation stuff for that on the 23rd, which is Saturday. But I hope that they know that I'm finna eat for Christmas. If we have food. Like, if we have food, I'm gonna eat for Christmas, and then I'll continue to do what I'm supposed to do. The 23rd is just I'm supposed to stop taking medications and certain things, and then the actual package or whatever stuff starts on the 26th, I think it is, or the 25th, something like that. The sad part is I don't even have the money to buy the stuff that I need to eat, like the clear liquid diet. So I don't know how this is gonna work. I really don't. But I've been so behind on taking care of my own health that I'm trying to pile up everything like at once, because I need to make sure that I'm okay so that my kids could be okay too. Like, they need me around for as long as I can possibly be around. So why would I make life difficult and hard by not taking care of myself? But I realized when I was doing a vlog for Vlogmas that I guess in a way, by me not taking care of myself, I was giving in to my suicidalness, because I can easily say, oh, I did not take my own life, right? Darn it. Now that I think about it, I don't think I'm supposed to say none of this stuff on YouTube. YouTube, please don't strike me. But I don't think I'm supposed to be saying any of that on YouTube. And I don't edit, so I'm not about to edit this out. But now that I realize this, I think I'm supposed to be more incognito with these words. So work with me here, people. But if I'm not going to unalive myself, take myself out, because I promised my kid I wouldn't, then I was low-key neglecting myself and treating my body poorly, treating my health poorly, treating my mental health poorly, where it could have taken me out for me. If that makes sense. And then this way I kept my word, technically, and I did not go out myself and, you know, do it that way, because I kept my word. And when I was doing one of the vlogs, I think it was for Vlogmas, I don't even remember now, but I want to say I think it was one of the videos for Vlogmas. If you haven't seen any of our videos for Vlogmas, go ahead and catch those on the playlist. But I think that's when I realized it. Like, was it then or was it in the October vlog? I don't know, but it was in one of these videos that I was doing when I was talking to you guys. Because always when I'm talking to the podcasters or the YouTubers, I always tend to realize things while I'm talking, which is why I love creating the content, because it just helps me out process my life a lot better. It's like I'm talking to myself, but I'm not talking to myself, because I know that there's people out there listening. So it doesn't make me feel as crazy. But, I realized that. And then when I started to realize that, I'm like, yo, I really need to do a better job of taking care of myself. Like, I need to stop dropping the ball. I really do. I need to stop dropping the ball.
Don, are you gonna put some ornaments on here or not?
Huh?
Are you going to help or not?
Seems like I have an option.
So, that's what's been going on my end. That's what I've been coping with and just processing. But how are you guys holding up? Like, how are the holidays having you feel? Like, are you feeling alone, empty? Like, are you feeling misunderstood? A lot of people forget to realize that not everybody enjoys the holidays. The holidays aren't good memories for everybody. Some people don't have loved ones. Some people, it's just them. And some people are far away from their loved ones. You know, they're miles and miles away from their loved ones. Or their loved ones could be incarcerated. Or they just lost their loved ones. So I wanted to kind of like check out and check in to see how, you know, you guys are holding up. And to kind of give you a little reminder that the holidays should not be about how much you spend, how much you get, how much you receive. It should be about the memories that you are making with your loved ones. That's what it should be, because at the end of the day, all the material is gonna be gone. That's gonna be lost, sold, given, worn out, trashed, whatever. But at the end of the day, the only thing that you're really gonna have is those memories that you make. So please don't allow the pressures of the holidays to get the best of you. And if you don't have anyone to spend the holiday with, then make your own memories. Make your own traditions. Find a way to make yourself laugh and be happy. Or find someone you can talk to and vent to or make plans with and be like, hey, I don't want to spend it alone. Do you have somebody to spend it with? Let's do something together. You never know. You know? You never know. They could be feeling the same way you are but afraid to open their mouth and say something. By you saying something, it could probably take the pressure off of them, and then they're receptive and open to spending the holiday with you and not being alone as well. That's just my thoughts and my opinion, and I wanted to check in on you guys. Besides giving an update, I just want to make sure that you guys are holding up okay and not feeling like you're alone. Or like you have to be alone, or like you have to put a smile on your face at all times because it's the holidays. No, you don't have to. You don't. You don't have to put a mask on. It's okay if you're not happy-go-lucky. We're not all going to be happy-go-lucky. That doesn't make you the Grinch. It does not make you the Grinch in any shape or form. It just means that you just need a little more love. But be kind to yourself, okay? Be kind and gentle to yourself. Look at all the hair that I brushed out of my head.
Some of that's cut.
Oh, some of it was cut, Bill. I just reminded me. But, I think this is where I'm going to leave you guys at. I feel a little bit better. Like, I was feeling really depressed. I feel a little bit better talking to you guys. Y'all always have a way of making me feel better. I just wish y'all would communicate with me too and like send me some voice notes. You know, hit me up. Send me some questions. Like, I would love to get to know you guys. Interact with me. YouTube is getting better about it. We're getting a little more interaction, which I'm loving it. But my podcaster people, come on, y'all. Get it together. If there's any topics you guys want me to cover, please let me know. I got no problem with researching, giving you my knowledge. I taught preschool and toddlers for a good... five, 6 years. I was a paraprofessional for a good 5-6 years. Like, I have an associate's in early childhood. I'm a year and a half away from my bachelor's. I just haven't been able to focus so I can finish. Like, I have knowledge, people. Don't get me wrong, okay? Just because my life may be what it is right now, but that's a lot to do with my trials and tribulations and my mental health and the trials and tribulations that I struggled with that put me in a situation that I'm in, and I'm trying to build myself back out of it. But I'm my biggest critic and my worst enemy, and I keep knocking myself down, and I'm trying to lift myself back up at the same time, and it's a hard thing to do. So I'm trying to find a common ground in between of how to do this. But if there's any topic you guys would like for me to cover, just let me know. I would love to be able to, you know what I'm saying, bring y'all the knowledge, chit-chat. If there's anything about me or my kids or my family that you guys would like to see more of or have more knowledge about, let me know, and I will accommodate as best as I can. We really don't go nowhere. That's why our content is boring sometimes. And I feel like you guys get tired of hearing me talk, so that's another reason why I really don't record as much. But yeah, I hope you guys subscribe, follow, like, comment, share. Never know who can be helped with my content, who we can inspire or motivate, who may be going through a rough patch and can actually look at our lives and be like, damn, shit could be worse. But it's not. I'm not going to complain because my life is nothing like that. You know what I mean? That type of scenario. But most likely, I am not going to come back for the podcast. So I'm going to wish you guys a happy holidays. I hope that you guys make as many loving memories as you can. And do not allow anyone to take away your shine, including yourself. You are so worth it, okay?
Agreed.
Be kind and gentle to yourself. All right, with that, I let y'all go. Be blessed and be happy, all right? And thank you so much for listening. Bye. Love y'all.